Are you reading the calorie numbers? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Calorie information is starting to show up on restaurant menus. For example, did you know the 24-ounce Starbucks Hazelnut Signature Hot Chocolate with Whipped Cream has 860 calories? Add two muffins and you develop your own gravitational field. But does anybody read this stuff? A University of Washington researcher decided to find out by studying 99 parents with young kids. Half the parents got fast food menus with the calorie counts. The other half got fast food menus without the calorie counts. And the parents who had the calorie numbers chose meals averaging 570 calories for their kids, 100 calories less than parents who didn't know the numbers. Which doesn't sound like a lot, but that's 10 pounds a year. So does this prove that posting the calorie counts works? Yes, it proves posting the calorie counts works when someone else is buying your food. So the key to losing weight is to always bring your mother to the restaurant. Son, the Red Robin Mountain High Mud Pie, that's 104% of your recommended daily fat intake. And those Chicago pizza skins, 2,050 calories. But Mom, it says it's an appetizer. Of course, the restaurants will tell you these treats are meant to be shared by about 20 people, apparently. I think that to make nutrition labels truly effective in this country, the key is not just to put them on menus, but stick them to the backs of the patrons as they leave. You know, right across the back, it would say, Joe Smith contains mud pie, pizza skins, hazelnut hot chocolate. See, then you'd know. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.